What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 25 of A Disciple of Christ, a season of commitment. Today's devotion is titled, Dead But Alive. Ben Witherington III once wrote, "In what sense have believers already died to sin?" Paul surely does not mean that they are immune to temptation, but he does want to insist that sin no longer reigns in the Christian's body and life. Our text for today is from Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 11. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we, who died to sin, still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were buried, therefore, with Him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with Him in a death like His, we shall certainly be united with Him in a resurrection like His. We know that our old self was crucified with Him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with Him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over Him. For the death He died to sin once for all. But the life He lives to God. So you must also consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Romans 5 shows that Jesus has set believers free from the penalty of sin. Romans 6 reveals that Jesus has also set Christians free from the power of sin. Douglas Moo states Paul's intentions in Romans 6. Paul's purpose is to show that being a believer makes a decisive difference in one's relationship to sin. In Romans 6, Paul begins with a rhetorical question. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? As not to allow the question to linger very long, Paul immediately answers his own question with, by no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? So the answer to the question in verse 1 is an emphatic no. Our belief in God's abundant grace does not give us a license to sin, but rather a reason to live righteously. Romans 6, 3 through 11 continues to explain how Christians should think about and respond to sin now that we are in Christ and our sins are forgiven. Charles Swindoll provides this clear understanding of these verses. When we place our trust in Jesus Christ for salvation from sin, we are said to be enveloped by Him in a spiritual sense. In a very real way, our identity becomes united with His, such that His experience becomes ours. He died, and we died with Him. He rose from the dead to a new kind of life, and so shall we. By virtue of our identification with Jesus Christ, His death, and His resurrection, we have been emancipated from bondage to sin. Identity with Christ began with belief, but it has ongoing consequences. Bruce Barton shares additional insight into the dramatic difference between living in sin and dying to sin. Living in sin describes a lifestyle of habitual sinful practices. It is a life where sin reigns. Death is the currency of that kingdom. The subjects are slaves, and their future is hopeless. Why would anyone, given their freedom, want to remain in such a place, living such a life? Dying to sin describes the most frequent way a slave gained freedom, by dying. To illustrate one aspect of the salvation that God has given us through Christ, the problem of sin is so deeply rooted in us that radical action is required to eliminate it. In another place, Paul described this process. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. That's Colossians 1:13. Unless we consider ourselves dead to sin, sin will continue to influence us. Therefore, one way to describe a Christian is dead, but alive. We consider ourselves dead to sin's power, but spiritually alive in Jesus Christ. The word consider means to count or declare something is true. Paul uses this exact word 19 times in the book of Romans. It is a courtroom word used 11 times in Romans 4. It was a word used to describe a judge looking at the evidence and, in light of all the evidence, regarding something as true. It was also a bookkeeping term used to record the available finances in a ledger. Here in Romans 6:11, the word is in the present tense, which means keep on counting as true. Christians must keep on counting on the biblical fact that they are dead to sin and alive to God. So whether you feel like you are dead to sin or not, consider the facts of your new identity in Christ. Dead to sin, but alive in Christ. Some questions to consider. How do the truths of Romans 6:1 through 11 directly depend on your new identity in Christ? How does Paul's statement in Romans 8:10 summarize his argument in Romans 6:1 through 11? But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And finally, how are the truths of today's Scripture essential in your discipleship? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.